welcome to the devotional, and we are going to see Genesis 22, and we are going to see obedience in action. And Genesis 22 verse 1 and 2 says, after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Then God said, take your son, your only son whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Now Isaac is probably a teenager. God told Abraham to take his only son whom he loved to Mount Moriah and offer him as an offering, sacrifice. Now here God is testing Abraham's faith. And what is the test? Is Abraham going to love Isaac? Oh God, it's easy to say, but can you practice what you believe? Yes, beloved, this is the test. Let us look what really happened. Abraham and son, they went together. Abraham built an altar, and he bound his son and lay his son upon the altar as the victim. Then he takes his knife and just about to slay his son when God stopped him. Here we see God was content as God saw that Abraham loved God more than his son. Abraham in his heart fulfilled the commandment. He cheerfully obeyed God without any complaining or questioning of this matter. Beloved, this is true great obedience of faith. It was really doing what God commanded. This is true faith. True faith and actions follow together. It was not just talking about it, but really doing it. We must not say we love God, but we must give up all to Him, including our loved ones for the sake of our beloved Savior. We cannot be just pretenders of Christianity. When the true trial comes, then we cannot be just talkers, but we need to be true to God in action. When true trials comes, then we see the ones that will obey God. Now think of Isaac. He was loved by Abraham. Abraham's hand took care of him. Abraham loved him. Yet he must die by his father's own hand. I'm sure his heart was breaking, just like the father. Isaac's soul obeyed. What a son of obedience to the father. Children, obey your godly parents. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, meaning Jehovah will provide. Yes, my friend, Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Yes, beloved, 2,000 years later, the Lord did provide a sacrifice in Mount Calvary, in the same mountains in Mount Moriah. Our Father God Himself sent His Son to be a sacrifice, but this time there was no stopping of the sacrifice. The Father loved the Son, and the Son loved the Father. The Son cheerfully obeyed the Father, even dying for filthy, rotten sinners like us. This episode of Abraham and Isaac points to the ultimate sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The atonement was the gift of the Father, but it was the work of the Son. Now, when Jesus obeyed the Father, there are two kinds of obediences. In theology, we know there is one is called the active obedience. What is the active obedience of Christ? His active obedience is fulfilling the law of God. How can a man become righteous before God? How can a sinful man become righteous before God? Righteousness can be obtained by obeying all of the law of God. But we are lawbreakers. We have broken the law of God in thought, in mind, in our deeds, in our actions, in every possible way, we have broken the laws of God. So, the active obedience of Christ is his whole life to God, as he fulfilled all of the law where we have violated. Then the second one is called the passive obedience of Christ. It means Christ cheerfully endured all suffering and sacrificed his life to the believing sinner. You know, it's so important that we need to obey God. During the time of the Queen Mary the First, a lot of Christians were persecuted because Queen Mary was a Roman Catholic. In 1755, John Rogers, he was a minister in London, England. He assisted John Tyndale and Coverdale in translating the English Bible, and he was led to the stake to be burned. The executioner asked Mr. Rogers to deny his faith, but he said, "That which I have preached, I will seal with my blood." Brothers and sisters, John Rogers, he was married and he had 11 children and one was an infant. Here we see, is he going to love his family and is he going to get into his emotions and feelings and say, "Oh, what will happen to my family? If I deny my faith, then I can be with my family." But John Rogers, he did not deny his faith. He loved God more than his family. He calmly and cheerfully walked to the stake in front of a great crowd, repeating 51st Psalm. He walked to be burned as he was walking to his wedding, as death was not a loss but a profit. He was burned to ashes. He was the first one to be burned, and there were 288 followed him later on as Queen Mary burned the Protestant reformers. Brothers and sisters, John Rogers did love God more than his family, more than anybody. How about you?
Stand up, stand up.